Luke, the 14th chapter. Now you'll find out. Luke 14. I'm going to read to you the 7th through the 11th verse. When you find that, say amen.
Amen.
And Christ God, look at that. 7th verse, the 14th chapter. And he put forth a parable to those which were bidden when he marked how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them, when thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee, and him come and say to thee, give this man place, and thou begin with shame to take the lowest room. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. And the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. The message this morning would probably fall under the category of humility, of how that sometimes when we we get to thinking a little bit more of ourselves than we ought to. We think maybe that we're just a little bit better than that other fella, and we deserve a little bit more. Well, that's exactly what Christ was talking about here, and he said evidently they were invited to a wedding. As they come in, they had different seats of honor, you might say. And when he walked in, he took the front seat, or the best part. We don't have that problem in Baptist churches. You're well aware of this message this morning, because I think that probably every Baptist church I was ever in, the back seats are built first. Now, I noticed that y'all are moving up a little bit. Well, that's great. The fire's up here, see? And if we're cold, and you're going to get warmed up, well, you've got to get a little closer to the fire. You know, the old Indians said they built a small fire and got close. A white man come along, and he builds a heaping big fire and goes way back. Well, either way, it'll work. We have things set up in priority the more honorable down to the least. And if we had, in our church, if we had pews set up that we had honorable pews in the front or what have you, wherever, and then lesser on back, John, you're in trouble. If we did, and any one of us would come in and be feeling like, well, think I've been here for all these years. I ain't talking about you. If we've been here, we've been a member and all that, and we're in good standing, we do all this work and everything, I think I deserve that front seat. We come in the door, we walk up and we take our seat there, we're all proud and all this, that, and the other thing, we sit there. Lo and behold, who comes through that door but the governor of West Virginia? What happened? He's not a member of this church. He's not. But we respect him and we honor him, and they might have to say, well, you got to give place. You got to give way to the governor
because he's, you know,
he's one of them mucky mucks and all that. But you got to give way to him. The seat that you chose, you're no longer honorable to fill it. So what? Someone comes to you, one of them, well, whoever, they says you're sitting in the wrong place. You're going to have to move back. Yesterday, like I said, I had this wedding. And usually, we've had weddings here, many, many weddings, probably. And the last one, I think, was yours?
Yes.
All right. We need another real quick. But you, the pews are lined up with little flowers or ribbons or something on them for the family, right? This is an honorary seat for the family. Well, here comes somebody in the door that you don't even know. Neither family, well, either side, don't know it. But they come in, they take a seat right there on that front, right there, where that ribbon is. They don't know what that ribbon's for. They take a seat. Well, when the family comes in, there he sits. Now, who's going to get up and say, buddy, you're in the wrong place. You're going to have to move back. Supposing that were you, in a strange church, we're in a strange place, and somebody wants to come to you and say, well, you got to give way. Well, I'm going down there, and I'm going to take that seat right on the front row. Someone comes along and says, mister, you're in the wrong place. You're going to have to move back, because that seat was reserved for something. Well, how's that going to make me feel like? What's that going to do to me? Well, first of all, if I look at that at the way Jesus Christ would look at that, and put self out of the way, I'd get up out of that seat and I'd move right back there and sit down and go. But we don't do that, do we? No. If I were to, or someone were to ask you to give way, first thing you would feel offended. You would say, wow. Yeah, I don't like this at all. And you'd say, I ain't gonna do that. You'd get all mad. You'd get all, because pride, you see, has entered in. We have, instead of being humble and taking the back seat where we should have when we come in the door, then we're sit back. Boy, does that offend you. And if it were me, and Florence will verify this, I would say, you're right. I am in the wrong seat. I'm in the wrong house. Bye. Out to the Lord. How many of you would go with me if you were in that position? Every one of us probably would. You see, that is the difference. The pride that is within us. When we're asked to step down a little bit or whatever, it hurts. Thanks be to Jesus Christ, there is no difference. He has not set up priorities. He has not set up, he said, every one of you are equal. The one that's sweeping the house, the one that's in the back seat, or the one that's in the lowest position in the church is just as important to Jesus Christ as the man bringing the message. He is just as important, holds the same authority. Yeah. Because he looked on it that way. But you know, supposing that we were in the same situation, this man walks in the door that's, well, he's been trained, he's maybe ordained, maybe this, that, this, that. But he walks in the door and he silently comes in and he takes his seat in the very back. In the lowest position in the church, we might say, in the back pew, where not even hoping, probably, that no one will even see him. But then, as the service goes on, someone spies him. The one that's leading, whatever, he spies this man sitting back in the this man, and he should not be in a vaccine. And he goes to him and he says, you deserve a little bit more priority. You deserve to be a little bit upfront. These seats are especially set for deacons or whatever. Deacons have them on the side. The deacon said that you should be a clerk. So he asks him to come in, he escorts him up and gives him priority. What does that make that man feel like? You see, he has been lifted. He has been elevated. That's the very same thing that Jesus Christ will do for us. When we are in the lowest position, he'll look upon us and he'll come to you and he'll say, well, we may not have any authority. We may not have any big job in the church. We may not have any big job in society. They may not even know our name at the newspaper office. But when Christ comes along, he looks on us and he sees us just exactly the same as he does that big man's name there every Sunday, and he's done this and he's done that. He picks him up and he brings him to the front. And he makes him exactly equal to that one that society has elevated. Jesus Christ makes us all. We stand on level ground. There is no ups and downs, and there is no loading and loading. We are all one and the same in Jesus Christ. Yes. Aren't you glad that you don't have to be a professor, that you don't have to be someone special or have a big business in town or own a bank or be the president or whatever? Aren't you glad that you don't have to do that to be one of God's children? That he doesn't look on you and say how much money you got in the bank. He don't look upon you and say, well, what the society think of you? No, we don't have to. We don't have to do that. We don't have to fall. The only thing we have to do is fall upon our knees and say, Lord. The message that I read to you there at the beginning of the church this morning, of the publican and the sinner, as they came to the temple to pray, each of them had needs. The publican had his special needs. He wasn't a bad fellow. He wasn't terrible. But he had needs just exactly the same as the sinner. When he came in, he stood proud. He walked in, he took the best seat. He took that we've been talking about. He was number one in his heart. I am proud. Yes, he stood, mind you, and prayed. As he stood and prayed, he said, I am thankful that I am not like that sinner over there. I'm thankful, Lord, that I'm not. Giving God thanks for not being like the one that was humble. Well, as he stood there and he gave all his what all he had done, I do this, I do that, and I do all these things for you, Lord. I deserve that front seat. That poor little sinner wouldn't even lift up his eyes. He wouldn't even lift up his head. He was so humble. He was down on his knees, face down, and he was as lowly as he could get. The only thing that he said was, be merciful unto me, a sinner. What else is there? What else is there? If we were just ask God to be merciful unto us. Yes, we sometimes will elevate ourselves to thinking that we're just a little bit better than that other guy. We're just a little husband thinks. Well, be very careful. Be very, very careful, because before you can turn around twice, you may be lower than the lowest. Thank God for His blessings upon each of us. Thank God that I am like that sinner, that I am the lowest of the lowest. I thank God every day that each and every one of you are better than I. Everyone that I meet is better than I. Yet, I don't like it. It's always been, it makes me mad. Yeah. Back in school, when we were young. Yeah. When we were young in school. There was people came to our school that, well, you knew when they come, but you could tell. There was people with raggedy rags for clothes. There were people that come in that, if they had shoes at all, they were pretty bad. There were people that, the kids that come in that, well, underprivileged, we say today. And some of the other kids that had it all, that their mothers and dads had a really good government job or whatever, would run them down, constantly, constantly beating them, trying to, I'm black, yes, wouldn't have anything to do with unfortunate people. Oh, that boils me. It is. I didn't know why, but I do now. Yes. I thank God for those kids. You know, there was a family that lived just above us, 100, but they'd give you anything they had. Yes, they'd share with you anything they had. There was people that lived just a little further down the road that had everything and wouldn't share nothing. Yes. For anything that they parted with, they wanted a buck. Yes. So you see, who's the better off? Who is the better off? The one with nothing that will bow humbly in the presence of God and say, be merciful unto me, a sinner. Or says, Lord, I've got it all and I don't need ya. Who went away justified? Yes. Who went Father, we thank you. We praise you. We ask you, Lord, to be with us, O God. Make us aware, O Father, of who we are and where we stand. Let us not, Lord, be puffed up. Let us not, Lord, think more of ourselves than we should. But let us be humble. And let us seek you, O God. For all else will fail. We know, Lord, that only our faith in you, only our trust in Jesus Christ will keep us safe and will, at the end, you will look on us and say, well done, my children, welcome. We ask you, Lord, just to serve our hearts, that we might be, O Father, what you want us to be.